Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway, Pisa.
The runway. Time magazine calls it thrilling and eloquent. One of the best films I've seen this year, says Good Morning America's Joel Siegel. Fabulous, raved the New York Daily News. The Village Voice calls it glorious, electric, and tantalizing. Spirited. An eye-opener, says Rolling Stone. And New York Magazine says it goes straight to the heart.
The category is Butch Queen first time in drag at a ball.
You know what I mean.
You know what Paris means.
Exactly. Butch Queen.
Butch Queen.
Butch Queen.
Butch Queen.
First time in drag at a ball. That's what I want up in here.
And now, put your hands together for the bass. The real.
To the real.
Wait, 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 wait. The legendary.
The legendary. Kelly Mizrahi.
Boys and queens, we are definitely live back on the air for another installment of the show. Yes, we are definitely here, and we are here to recap the balls that happened this weekend, and we're also here to recap the loss of an icon, a pioneer, the legendary, iconic pioneer, Paris Dupree, honey. And on the phone lines I have with me tonight, I have my legendary co-host, the legendary father, Ronnie Milan, is on the phone lines with us. And I also have on the phone lines with us my other legendary co-host, the legendary Aurora, East Coast mother, Nicole Khan, is also on the line with me. Nicole, Rodney?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello, ladies. How y'all doing?
Hi, Rodney. How are you?
I'm great, I'm great. Just was saddened
yes.
by the news today.
I'm baffled for words. You said the legendary, iconic, pioneer, the blueprint, the creator, the alpha, the omega. It just started there. And, you know, I was sitting here thinking, Paris was very, very old. She let alone did she start the blueprint of the ballroom. She lived through it all.
Yes,
that's
she did.
Very amazing. And you know why everybody's sitting there like almost 70 years old? That's a long time to live in gay life.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Yes, it was definitely a long, long time, honey.
Well, a very long time. And I'm sure that this is a platform for everybody that's on the phone lines. And if you on in your house and you listening, you need to get your girlfriends. You need to come and you need to learn something. This is a very important day. Very, very important.
Well, you know, we're not going to waste no time. You know, I'm gonna be 100% honest with everybody on the phone line. I know a lot of people is definitely going to be calling in about Paris. So we're gonna try to get to the balls, but if we don't get to the balls, I would definitely, because you know a lot of the balls this weekend were definitely a flop. My ball was a flop. The Rumble Ball of Pittsburgh was a flop. They had a ball in Chicago. If we don't get to the balls, I'm going to take out of my time and my summer vacation, and I'm definitely going to have a show tomorrow night, definitely to recap about the balls, because I'm gonna try to get to the balls. Because I know that all these, we got so many people with their hands up already, and I know these people are not calling in about the balls. I know everybody is calling in about Paris. So if we can squeeze the balls in, we will, but we're going to do Paris because I have a whole bunch of people with their hands up, and I know everybody is definitely calling in about Paris. So if we get to the balls, we get to them, but if not, we will definitely be here tomorrow to definitely get to the balls for you. So hold on, I got a caller. My first caller is 330-978 on the air. 330-978, you're live on the air.
Somebody's phone is acting up already.
Okay, girls, I'm only going to say your number twice, and then I'm going to just have y'all disconnected and go to the next number. The next number we have is 773-661. You're live on the air. On the recap show,
I just want to send my condolences and, you know, ask God to bless us all. This is Ray Ray.
Hi,
Rodney.
Hey,
hi, Nicole.
Hi, my name is Ray.
What's going on? Kelly, do me a favor.
Thank you, Ray Ray.
Tell everybody who's not calling to, you know, express their opinion on Paris to press 1 again to put their hand down so you won't go to them.
Yes. All you girls, if y'all not calling about Paris, if y'all calling about some mess or something that happened at the ball, we're going to try to get to that. But if we don't, we're doing Paris right now. Because I was going to do the balls at first, but then I had to evaluate everything. Paris is greater than the balls that happened this weekend. So the next caller that I have tonight is 404-808. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hello, Kelly. Hello, Rodney. Hello, Nicole. This is Jim Mizrahi.
How are you? What's yours?
I'm fine. I'm definitely want to say Paris is going to be missed. She's one of the last ones to carry on the iconic name of Paris. Pepper, Dorian Corey, Andy, Pepper. She's an eye opener for me in the ballroom scene, and she definitely is going to be missed by many people, and her memory is always going to be carried on in the ballroom scene through each and every member from the young to the old to the oldest in the ballroom scene. She's definitely going to be loved and missed.
Right. Mm-hmm. Most definite. Most definite.
Yeah.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. Thank you, Jill, for definitely calling in.
You're welcome.
Thank you, baby. Okay, the next call I have is 317-833. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Rodney. Hey, Nicole.
Hey.
Oh. Hey, what's going on, Open?
I called because I heard the news and I was kind of sad, but I have a question. Is there going to be anybody to carry on the House of Dupree?
I don't think anybody's clear to answer that question. I haven't seen a Dupree since Paris, so I'm not sure if that's a question. If somebody else knows the answer, they can press one or come online. But the last time I seen Dupree, I seen Paris, so I haven't seen any of that.
Okay. That's all I want.
Thank you. The next caller we have is 317-480. You're live on the air.
Just wanted to call in, and this is Zabasha. My name is Clarissa. I work for Brothers United. I am not ball affiliated yet, but I am very interested in the community, and I stay there to support.
Marissa?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for definitely calling in. Anybody else that's on the phone line? I want to know where all. You know, I know a lot of the girls, a lot of the icons and statements and stars and legends don't like the show, but it would be nice to take in, you know, and have all those legendary girls that this lady has paved the way for definitely call in here and give, you know, a little bit of word or something, you know. I know everybody reads the show, but it would be lovely to take and definitely have Stuart to call in here. You know, Tony does call in from time to time. Andre, Dre, all of those are legends and icons and people, you know, that came after Paris. It would be nice to take and definitely have all of them to definitely call in. Definitely, you know,
yeah.
Spread some wisdom to these young generations about Paris because, you know, I just read one of my kids just a few minutes ago that came and stopped by my house and just read. And I was getting the music and everything together for the show. And she didn't know who Paris was, and I read her. And so it would be nice to have all those icons and legends to definitely call in here, you know. I know y'all don't like my show. Y'all probably don't even like me, but it's not about me. It's about Paris. It's not about the show. It's about Paris. So, you know, maybe we get them in here to call in here. If y'all don't call in here, you know, it's y'all loss, not mine. Because we're going to do what we got to do, and we're going to celebrate Paris on this show tonight. How you doing?
And the report was that she had passed away a while back, but no one, I guess, went to visit or checked up on her or anything like that, and they found her.
Yeah, that's what I got too. That they found her. Paris had passed away back in sometime in October or November of last year, and no one knew that she passed away. And then the neighbors from the apartment smelled the smell. They came and got her, and she was buried in a pile of steel because nobody came to claim the body.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, it's just tragic, you know. Somebody of Pepper, you know, I mean, Paris, you know.
I would like
nobody
for all them people
on,
that's listening.
Nobody was checking on her or anything. Like, it's ridiculous. It really is.
I hope everybody's getting the message. If y'all haven't noticed, this year has been a very losing year. All from the last year coming into the year, every other month, every other. And I hope that we are getting the message. It's getting deeper and deeper and deeper. Now the blueprint, the first mother of all mothers, the creator of Vogue, the first showgirl to come out and do Butch Queen categories when Erskine came out for Face. This is, the history is phenomenal. If you really listen to it and have done your homework like I have, because I'm very into that, you would really gag at how big the kids, your kids in your house, your members, your duchess, your queens, your princesses, your mothers. You would really need to know that history. It's amazing, and to see her live so long and to be able to give a ball, and it's amazing. But we're missing the message. The message is we all lack love. Nobody came to see her, just like no one came to her ball.
Yes, when I tell you, I was so very disappointed and very hurt by that nobody came out to this lady's ball. That was ridiculous, and that was horrible. Bitch, I don't give a fuck. I don't care whose name was attached to it. Bitch, all the girls want to go out there to come because Ivernia's name was attached to it. It doesn't matter whose name was attached to it. Paris Dupree's name was attached to it. So I think that everybody in the ballroom scene should have had their house at that ball. Because now look, there's not going to be another Paris. It's just not going to be another Paris is burning ball. And if it is one, it's not going to be the same because Paris is not here.
Mm.
Hold on, we have another caller. The next caller we have is 305-627. You're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Nicole. Hi, Rodney. I like to say,
Lisa.
I'm going to say rest in peace to Paris. What I'm not understanding is if that story is true about when she passed and no one checked on her, after looking at everyone sending their love, where were they? I'm not understanding that. And for her body not to be claimed, I'm just not understanding it. And to hopefully if Alvernia is listening, he can call in and explain it because that was his mother. Because this is sending a message to the younger generation of how you could just allow someone who means so much to our scene just slip away and be forgotten like that. Now that she's passed on, everyone is like going, you know, I'm just not getting it. I'm sorry.
Everyone is being plastic phony. You know what? You're not getting it. I'm not getting it. But they're not getting it. Everybody is missing the message. Paris is passed on. Paris left a legacy. We're all living it. Paris paid her dues and respect, and she gave us everything that we have right now. And what do we do in return? We disrespect each other. We don't treat each other like friends. We cannot be a sister. You mad at me. I'm sick in the hospital. You're not going to come see me because you're mad at me. Are you serious? You know, that's the when we're missing the whole big point. Paris paid her dues and respect, baby. And if they didn't go to her ball, guess what? She made balls. So with that being said, you know, we can't cry for Paris. We need to be crying for ourselves because look what is happening and we're losing our people and nobody even know, Lisa. You don't even know. You just hear, you hear your girlfriend that you came out with, y'all sucked dick in the park, did everything, played basketball, all that. 20 years later, ball came. Y'all got separated. Next thing you hear, your girlfriend died. Your best girlfriend. You never thought in them years to call, to say something. We become so selfish and so big up on balls and everything. But guess what? We are big up on balls, and we just lost the blueprint of it. Bulk itself, period.
Mm-mm-mm.
And then everyone is missing the message. It's just, so we come up here and we mourn and we say, oh, for me, I smile because I just can cry. But at, when you think about the legacy, the old way, everything, the precision, just all everything that came to the table by Paris coming to the table. It's message. It's message, and no one gets it. It's just not getting it. That's what's bad. Yeah, Paris sat in this house after her ball that no one came to, and she had a heart attack, and no one even went to see or to check on her. So she was all alone, a person that gave all these thousands of faggots everything that we have today.
And that's the part that I'm not understanding.
Okay.
Hold on, y'all. We're gonna play a song and we're gonna come back to some more callers. Lisa, stay there with us if you can.
No problem.
Okay, hold on. We're gonna play a song and we're gonna come back. Hold on, we're going to go to our next caller. Our next caller is 718-620. You're live on the air. 718-620, you're live on the air.
They went to sleep.
The next caller that we have is the legendary icon himself, Andre Mizrahi. Andre, are you there? Hello? Andre, are you there?
Hold on 1 minute, hold on. Hello?
Yes.
I'm on the radio?
Yes,
yes
you are.
You're live on there.
I'm on the radio.
I'm sorry about that, y'all. I clicked over and was talking to my daughter, and they, and June run upstairs. You on the radio? Hey, radio.
What's going on, brother?
How y'all doing? Long time no speak to.
We know why that is. Hi, Andre.
Hey, Nicole. Hey, Kelly. Hey, Rob.
What's up,
bro?
Lisa.
Hi, Andre.
Hey, Rob. Hey, Lisa. So what brings us here today? Even though everybody knows what brings us back here today, but
I saw a post about Paris passing before this one. Someone posted on Facebook. It was like 3 weeks ago, and they said don't quote them on it, but they said that they found Paris dead in her house, and no one, like, you know, acknowledged that, and now it's like everybody know about it, but...
Because it wasn't... I heard about it then, too, though, but usually when someone says someone dies, you don't want to sit here and blast it out because you don't know if it's true, because facts have lied in so many different reasons or ways, and then you come back later and they be like, oh, that was a lie. So a lot of people was like, well, don't quote it 100%. And then when they told me that, they told me 3 weeks ago, they told me actually about a week, not even a week, maybe 4 or 5 days ago. And I called Tim Leviticus because he's the closest one to her, period, that I've known for years. And he told me this like 4 days ago, that they could not find her, period. She was missing for 2 months completely. And I asked him, the first thing I asked him was, do Charles Dupuis ever, as I've known him, knowing her, over 16 to 17 years now. So I said, has she ever in 17 years did this, something like this? And he said, no. So right there, you know, my heart dropped and said, I think this lady is dead. Why? Because no one could find her, from Al Vernian to her to other people. So you cannot just fall off the face of this earth. And her phone was still on and it was ringing, but it was going to voicemail. So that was confusing me, too. So
when you say find her, did they go to her house if she was found in the house?
She was actually found in the house. I think the house was, I don't know if it was her main house, because the way they told me, it was like 2 different houses. The one she used to be in, I don't think she was in another house or whatever. And she was definitely dead, and she was dead for a while, over 2 months or 3 months, I heard, something like that. And I even heard something about part of reborn. I don't know if her remains is already gone or whatever. I don't know when they found this body, period. But that's the story I heard. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still a lot of, like, mystery with this completely.
Yeah.
But a lot of people know about that the lady is gone now. Yep. And I was talking to Nicole earlier about, you know, all the first generation that is the difference of, okay, the first generation to me is the Peppers, the Avis, the Dorians, the, you know, the Paris Dupree's, all of them, the Octavias, Paris is Burning, the movie. You know what I mean? Basically, the older generation in Paris is Burning. I'm not talking about me or the newer generation. I'm talking about the first legacy of stamped stoned a ballroom. You get me?
Right.
She was the last living one to me. Don't get me wrong. I'm not taking anything from the Kevin Armneys, and I'm not taking nothing from the David Ultimers and the Erskine Christians or anybody. Well, I'm only bringing up these names as the Avises, the Peppers, the Dorian Coreys, the Willie Ninjas, and the Paris Dupree's is because they left long life legacies behind, from movies to things that they have done with this scene that no one ever can do again. You get me?
They are the mother of ballroom.
She was the first one to ever start voguing. This is something that's phenomenal that's all around the world. This is what she started. You have to think of it in that way. You know what I mean? And it goes with legacy for all of them. Like, all of them left something that we don't... Now it's second generation where we have to think of what they left, and it's going to add more of, no, it was this way or it was that way, because they're not here no more. And that's something that's so deep to me. That I'm glad I was here to watch them go, but it hurts to see that the first generation is basically going to me. That's so deep to me. Yeah. And, you know, some people don't think of it that fast, or that, you know, because it took me a minute to say, okay, this is fucking Paris is Burning, you know, Paris Dupree. And when you think of that and then you keep thinking of it, you think of what she's done. You think of, you know, what Willie have done. You think of what Pepper has done, what Avis have done, what Dorian Corey has done. None of us would not be on this phone. None of us would not know anything or would have any grace of any floor or any runway if it wasn't for these individuals. Octavia, all of them. They have left a legacy of growth, money, spirit, good spirit, everything a part of us. Everyone in this ballroom scene, they have left something to all of us. Because we didn't do nothing but teach the peers that's under us. You get me? So if it wasn't for not all of them, we would not be here. And I want everyone to know that. Anyone that loved boards, that walked boards, that's before them, if it wasn't for them, we would not be here. All of us. Whatever you have conquered and anything that you have won and got money for, television, anything, from the ponies to the oranges to the Laomis to Tracy Africa to everyone that made a living from ballroom, these are the people that you need to thank, because these are the people that showed you that you have talent to take it beyond wherever to go to win this, even if you only won ballroom money. Think of all the years that you have won all this money. If it wasn't for none of them, you would not have won none of that money. And I'm not saying you owe any of them to this. I'm bringing you your history of what they were in this scene that we don't have no more. We don't never have someone to... It's almost like losing your mother or your father. Once they're gone, they are the generation of you to represent you for what they brought into this life. And we are all of their kids. This is exactly what they brought. The good, the bad, and the ugly of everyone in this scene should to be acknowledged, because every parent have good and bad, ugly kids. You know what I'm saying? I don't want no one to think I'm just attacking them, but I'm just saying that's just a part of growth. This is what they have brought, a whole legacy of legendary kids in every kind of way. And that's over. To think of, this is what they started. I could see another whole movie coming out of this. Not, you know, usually when something bad like this happens, something good comes out of it too. Mm-hmm. It's sad that always when something bad happens, you have to grow and see what you got, you know, and what you're going to miss because they're gone, but that's a part of it. That's a part of life, period. And we just have lost a whole legacy at one time. And if you think about it, in the last, what, two years, how many died? Like,
we've lost a lot of people.
You had Octavia and in the last 2 or 3 years, did any of that circle die? You had Willie Ninja, Octavia, Paris Dupree in the last 2 or 3 years. In that circle, that's what I'm saying. And not to, as, you know, to even think of all the other legends like Jennifer, and you know what I'm saying, but I'm just saying in that circle of leaders that brought us up, in 2 to 3 years, they died that fast, like, in our face. And, you know, a lot of people didn't get to meet them, though. Oh, God, y'all got to excuse me. Kelvin is yelling. But, yeah, and that's what I think of all the time. Like, we have just lost a whole first generation of what we're all about. But now it's more like, so we have a lot of people that's still here. Like I said, we have the Kevin Armies, we have the David Ultimas, we have, you know, Portia LaBeige's, we have Juniors, we have all of
Michael
them.
Michael Dupree.
But if you know, they're going to come out
for Michael Dupree.
So here's Michael Dupree, all of them. We have all of them, but they only come out maybe once a year, not even once a year, maybe once every 3 years, you know what I mean?
I think promoters should give a homage ball. Like, you know, let's pay homage to them while they're here. Because
I said I was going to do that. I said I was going to have a ball over here. I just want to pay homage to them. The icons before me. And, you know, it's basically call it that. Because I want to show thanks for anything that I've got in life because of their guidance and their wisdom. And it's so sad that, you know, someone else had to die for me to even think of that, period, you know, because they need things. Because if they stop coming out tomorrow, they still gave so much to us, you know what I mean? And a lot of people don't. I'm one of them that's grateful for it, because, like I said, they have taught me so much in life completely. With them and my mother have taught me so much in life to grow, and I'm satisfied. Even if I die today or tomorrow, I'm satisfied with my life. So that's enough, you know what I mean? And they have done a lot. I have learned so much from being the gay man that I am in the ballroom scene, for real.
When you and if you from that era and you miss it, I myself has been blessed to sit around most of all of the Paris's Burnins. I've actually sat in the living room with Erskine, Michael. I've actually talked to Paris. The last time me and Paris, we were dancing at a ball, and she watched me grow and would always speak to me. And the last time at her ball, Beyonce was on there, and she was back there, and we had a moment. She was dancing down to this Beyonce song. It was so fun. I actually got a chance to sit around all the real pioneers of the situation. And it is a blessing thing because each one of them are different. The House of Princess, the House of Dupree, Revlon, and, you know, Christian. And everybody is different, but everybody had a class and a style. And it made them who they were. And it made ballroom what it is. If you had a chance to just sit with them people that you watched on Paris is Burning, I made it my business. Derek LaBeija, Ronald LaMay, I've sat with them. I've spoken to them on the phone. I've had dealt with them. And it was very important, very, very important.
Yeah.
We need to know where we came from. We need to know where it all started at, where we're using these slangs and we come up with these lingos and all that. You know, they are the creative of all of that.
They're the creative of so much, and people don't know because they don't fuck. Some people don't want, which that's, I ain't even gonna say it's stupid, but some people would say it's stupid that you don't want to know what you love, where you came from. I feel that you should. You know,
that's confusing to me, Andre, too.
What it's about. Yeah.
That's very confusing to me. I wanted to ask that question. How do people get involved with balls? They demand what they demand. They demand to become a superstar. They demand to feel it, for their opinion to be heard, and for their judge to not be provoked. But they don't know the history or where it even started at.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people, and it's so funny because as people join houses, they might be in another chapter of Mizrahi or something, and they hit me up on Facebook and say, hey, I'm a new member. Who are you in the house? I heard you in the house, and I just laugh. You know, I don't take it personal. Years ago, I probably would have took it personal. But that's just the new generation of them not knowing nothing about. They just know a popular name or someone that's been out for years, not knowing anything. Oh, this is the one that started this house, or this is the father, or whatever. And I explain to them, and they'd be like, oh, wow, I just feel dumb. And I was like, no, it ain't no reason that, but you should always ask questions and find out where you're at, not just love a name because you hear it a lot. Know more about it. Know what you're involved in. It'll get you further. Yep. And that lady was always a sweetheart. She was one of them that was never in drama either. She always did her and kept talking about her.
A very nice lady. And that's another thing. A lot of people say that you can't get to know the older generation and you can't get to know the elders because you think that they're shady or you think that that's because you walk into the situation with your walls up. Because it's not that.
Exactly.
It's not
right.
That.
Right.
You know,
right.
Some of the words that they...
You have shady legends and shady icons. You sit here and won't say we don't. But don't take... Just because you heard they were shady, that they're shady. Because you can't know someone's shady unless you come up to them and present yourself to them, and then after that you figure it out. Don't go about an incident from somebody else trying to meet somebody because they were shady to them or whatever. You got to do this yourself, period. And a lot of people speak to me afterwards, oh, I was scared to come up to you or this or that. I think, truthfully, I'm one of the good guys when it comes to the icons because a lot of them are shady, but go to each individual and get to know them, period, you know, if that's what you want to do. Don't just take it, oh, I'm shady, I'm going to just stay away. No, if you want to get to know somebody, like Andre, if I want to get to know you, I'm going to get to know you. I'm going to say hi. Like, the only thing you can say is hi back or don't.
Well, you know something,
you know?
Andre? If they got to know the history, they wouldn't have a problem with getting to know the people because then they would appreciate it more. They wouldn't be as shady and they walk away with they would want to stand there. They would understand. Some things that are spoken and you think that is shade is also a lesson for lifetime. There's a lot of things I've heard, speaking to Octavia and Danielle, and the way they would say it, you would consider it like it was being shady, but they were teaching you something. They were giving you something. They gave you something in everything that they said to you. They gave you something.
Hold on one second, y'all. Hold on.
The category is Butch Queen, first time in drag, at a ball.
You know what I mean.
Butch. You know what Paris means.
Butch. Butch Queen.
Butch.
Butch. Butch Queen.
Butch Queen.
Butch. First time in drag at a ball. That's what I wanted to
hear. Iconic moment. Now, that's going to... That same shit is going to be in so many different CDs. There's so many different skits of voguing, of runway.
Yeah.
This is what it takes for you to see an iconic moment for it to get everywhere when something, you know, tragic happens. And it's sad that it got to take that, but that's life. Yeah.
Wow.
It ain't that many people in the world that gets the recognition when they're living. The recognition that they deserve when they're living, it comes after they die. Yep.
But what we can do now that they're gone, we cannot disrespect their legacy. We can add something more like love. You know, call your sister. So something like that wouldn't happen.
And that's
something.
Exactly what I put on Facebook too. Basically, it just teaches you a lesson. Mind you, this is an iconic pioneer, one of the first ones to ever, you know, grow with us and show us the way, period. Passed away almost 2 to 3 months ago. No one basically knew nothing, finally. Why? Let me tell you why. Because all of us is not as close, for whatever reasons, and we should have been closer, to speak to people once a week. I'm not saying you have to go visit people, but a phone call would not hurt. You get me?
Correct.
Because then when you finally do pass away, you'd be like, wow, I could have called her. I could have, you know, you always say in the back of your mind, I could have called her. I should have spoke to her. Especially if you know this person. You know what I mean? And then you end up gagging, like, you know, you feel bad, basically. So always, if you have family members, friends, or whatever, try to just stay close to them and even say hi, a phone call. Everybody's phone calls down domestically, and if you have friends internationally, hit them up on Facebook. How you doing? It's basically just say hi, because you never know. You never know what tomorrow holds for anyone, period. Yep. And if anybody have, you know, if y'all do want to come past, I'm having a memorial on Saturday before the Latex Ball. It starts at 3 p.m. It goes to 6 p.m. It's right on, it's 500 Oak Avenue between 5th and 6th. They say 518, Kelly say 500. So I think Kelly had more meetings there, so I think she would know. It's on the 12th floor in New York City at 3 p.m. to 6. The Latex Ball start at 7. So basically it'll be over with. So, and it's right down the block from the Latex Ball. You can learn a lot of history. You can actually see a lot of people that actually years of this, from legends to icons, basically in this scene that made the scene what it was, as in they're coming just to pay the respects for, you know, Paris is burning. I keep saying Paris is burning. Paris is free.
Yep.
Y'all are quiet.
Hello. Is there any callers? You know, I got a caller too. If it's not Kelly, you need to be clearing their lines if there isn't any callers, because I'm sure that there's a couple of people and a lot of people that would like to say something.
Okay, hold on. I'm having them clear the lines now. The lines are being cleared as we speak.
You know what I've been sitting here thinking about? You know, people, we as gay people or homosexuality faggots or whatever, we have our way of communication is shade. Our way of communication is making you know it. So if I upset you and if I think you think that I did something wrong to you, instead of you coming to me, because it would be bigger to ask me or to see what is it that I did wrong, instead of us talking it out, you need it to be shade. 2, 3, 4 years go by, and now this person is gone, and the last thing you remember is shade.
Mm.
That's a hurting feeling. Everybody, I make this clear to everybody because I always respect the gangster, and I'm just going to speak for myself. If anyone feels you think I did something to you, you mad, don't be shady. One, you can't be because I'm going to catch it and I'm going to stop you and tell you don't do that. Because you can tell me. Say, I'm not always right. I'm not perfect. I mean, I have room to see things in a different way. I don't want someone to think, well, oh, because she said this way or she moved this way, it's shade. So now I'm going to throw shade. And then you throw in shade, and it's not even a big deal. Is that your background, Andre, with them?
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I'm looking forward to her underwear, and my daughter is screaming to me, I got booty. Now, you know, I've never had booty in life. I don't know what
to you might kill some.
It's too much work. It's too much. It's very, 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 very important, but people just, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Kelly, is there any callers? Is Rodney, are you still on the phone?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hold on. We have some callers. I'm going to play a song, and then we're going to come back to our callers. Okay?
Okay. My song, darling.
Oh my God. Suddenly so bad. How could it be? Not a sweet memory would be all that we have left. Now that you're gone, every day I go on. But life. I'm so empty inside, and my tears I can't hide, but I'll
you're live on the air.
Hello to everyone on the panel. How are you?
How are you?
How's everyone? I'm sorry to hear about Paris. This is Tiny from Philadelphia.
I knew that voice. I couldn't get it to my head. I'm like, I know that voice. I know this voice. Hi, Tiny.
How's everyone? How's everyone? You know, I thought it, when I heard, I got a phone call and I heard about Paris and I just like went into like a deep thought. And one of the first things I started thinking about, because I called some of the older girls that was out, like when Paris was out in the 80s and 70s and stuff like that, because for people don't know that, if, you know, most people don't realize that Paris is actually from Philadelphia, from North Philadelphia, right off of Ridge Avenue. And so I started calling some of the older girls, and I started asking them, I wonder, do her, not her New York family, but do her Philadelphia family actually know what's going on? Like, I was just, like, stunned by that news. And I could remember the last time that I saw Paris was last year at Jack's Ball, and I just was saying to myself, oh, wow, this is sad. But I want to give my condolences to Paris and the House of Dupree, and I just wanted to say hello to everyone out there in Radio Land, and that's it.
Thank you, Tiny. Thanks
for calling.
Your words was very, thank you, Tiny.
You're welcome. Have a great night.
I appreciate it.
You do the same.
The next caller we have is 646-596. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, hello. You're live on the air.
Hi, is this Kelly?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Kelly. This is Stanley. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and you?
I'm good. Hello to everyone on the station.
Hey, Grandma.
Hi, Stanley.
Okay, it took me a while to get on here. You know a bitch is old, so this is a newfangled thing that y'all got going on. I wanted to ask Andre. Andre's on here, right?
Yes, Andre's here.
Hi, Andre. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Listen, I was on the phone with Michael Dupree and a couple of the Duprees earlier today, this evening, and I need to get the exact address so we could come on Saturday.
Okay.
No one kind of knew what was going on. At first, everyone was kind of gagging because we've been looking for Paris for a while now. You know what I'm saying? Nobody has heard or talked to her for a while. And Nicole, if you can remember, when we went to the funeral over here, we seen Paris' friend Tony Leviticus, and I asked him, did he know what she was at?
I remember that,
and
yeah.
She got very, Paris does this all the time, but for all of us who know her, she doesn't stay away like this.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, Andre, if you could give me that address, that would be helpful.
Yeah, it's 500.
508th
Avenue. Yeah, 508th Avenue between 35th Street and 36th Street.
12th
you mean
35th and 36th?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
it's called Pearl Studios.
Huh?
It's called the Pearl Studios.
Pearl Studio.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, this is a blow, especially to the girls from the 80s and stuff. She's like one of the last living legends that there is in the
community. Yeah, that's what I was just saying. She really is. She really is.
Andre, you are so much like Paris.
Oh, thank you.
Innovative, creative, you know. Just trying
out everything. I remember seeing Paris the last day where I seen her was at her ball when I went to her ball. And we always kiki. I think I've seen her one time after that, but it was for a minute. But we always kiki for at least like 45 minutes, just me and her. And she tells me, you know, because she always loves young butch queens, and I do too. So we always used to have like little fun stuff about young butch queens that we would talk about. And then we would just kiki for like a half an hour. And she was telling me this butch queen that she was running around with, and mind you, in Philadelphia. But it was just I always love having a good thought of someone than a bad thought or no thought at all. So, you know, I'm at least happy that I had a good thought of her from the last time I seen her.
Like you know a really good thought to go away with, a really good thought to go with is that we need to start being more unified, because the events that are happening, well, the chain of events that are happening today is really uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. It makes no sense for a person to come into this arena and compete at a ball and have to worry about getting slashed, stabbed, shot, busted the head with a trophy. For what? If you came in a ballroom and you lovely and you stabbed, you should leave the same way. Whether you lose or win. It really shows a lot about people's self-esteem when they let balls take them to places where they shouldn't go.
Yeah. That's funny you say that, because I was sitting here thinking when they was we was playing the song, and I was battling my thoughts because I want to be angry, but then I know what's left to do. But I want to be angry because you know what, balls, houses, like then, back then, when you looked at it, I get so deep and warded up. Now houses are for balls. Houses back then were family. Now mm-hmm. I got it. Houses are for balls now. So they're not a family anymore. They're not their girlfriend walking up and down the street. It's for ball purposes. You get me done, I get you done. You help me get my trophy, I help you get a trophy. It is no longer about that's my sister. It's no longer mm-hmm. about we grew up together. Mm-hmm. We have completely left it, and this is why we have all these other things going on. We have gotten away from the whole unity thing. Ain't nobody no damn family, because family would know. Somebody would know. Somebody would speak to somebody. One person, one person out of thousands. Mm-hmm. 10,000? One? I'm just saying one. Can I get an amen for one? So now one person? I'm battling in my head because I feel like you disrespectful motherfuckers. Like, when Octavia came to the Ivisu ball, and I'm happy to say, and after she walked up the runway, she went to the back. Yes, we sat and had a moment, and I was like holding her. She kept saying, don't do that. And she was about to cry, and everybody should have stood on AP, and it should have been a long lasting clapping situation, because this is the blueprint. How could you want to control something you know nothing about?
Yeah.
I can't get that. So now I'm sitting here and I'm in my head like, okay, I get it now. Houses are for balls and not for love. It's not like you, Paris and Andre, when y'all blessed. You know, y'all really, really blessed to be able to have them people that go down the protocol and teaching y'all and being involved. Y'all are really blessed because these kids can't understand it.
But how do you get away from it where a ball consists of a mother and a father? Isn't that the making of a family?
Because balls are different now, because this is more competitive. It's about money. The mothers, see, when this happened.
It's more competition now. It's more of, don't get me wrong, because I think I'm still one of the fathers that try to love my house the best way I can, and each individual if you're around me. But it's more competition where if a bitch leave your house today, you claim that was your kid, but you don't even want to speak to them ever again, and might throw shade or chop them or might slap the shit out of them, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's not even right. Somebody echo. Y'all hear echo?
Yeah, somebody's on it. It's but you know what it is? Like, for example, I would like for everyone to do this. If you are a mother, if you are a leader of a house, why don't you tell your child to go get Paris's Burning? Why don't y'all bring that back to the top raters? They should be flying off the internet and flying out of Blockbuster like nothing. You can get it anywhere. If you really want to know and hear the essence of family, you know, oh, look, she even feeds us. My mommy got a tit for me. You know, if you really get into all of, you would really gag and you would feel the warmth that I feel. I'm appalled in some way. Like, I'm just, and then it makes you ask the question that you got to keep moving on. Is, are you serious? Really? Oh, really? Okay.
Wow, that's interesting.
It is very interesting, because it's not like that, and I wish people, you young people, you callers, y'all may think that I'm being drama. No, bitch, you had to be in the 90s. You had to walk with a family. You had to walk down the Christopher Street in a pack of six, bitch, while another pack of six is coming. It's no giving that.
Hold on,
Sammy, stay right there with us. But I have a slew of phone calls, and I need to get to these girls. Hold on, Sammy, stay right there with us. 718-673. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Kelly? It's me, Tanika Icon. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Tanika.
Hi.
Hi. Hey. Hey, I'm calling because for me to be in the younger generation, it saddens me because just on Saturday, I was at my cousin's house, and we were watching Paris is Burning. And she said she was in the movie when it was going on, but she just backed away because she didn't want to be on film.
Yeah, like me. And I agree.
And she's a ninja, but she doesn't come out anymore. And since walking the ball, when I walked that ball, I was so honored to give Paris a hug and a kiss and say hello. That's somebody
okay.
who's a pioneer child.
Okay, I thought it was just me. Amen.
Right.
It's just me. I know that's right, Tanika, because I thought it was just me, because that's how I felt. When I seen Andre, you remember, you can tell when I was there, always somebody would never come back. I felt like, bitch, like, oh, my God.
Tanika, thank you for definitely yep. calling in and giving us those words.
You're welcome.
God bless you.
Next we have on the line, we have the legendary icon himself, Father or Father. L-O-N, Tony Revlon is on the phone.
Near that damn computer, Grandpa. Move back.
I'm not buying no computer.
Oh, what's that echoing? Hi, Grandpa. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Nicole, Kelly,
hey,
Rodney,
hey.
Andre, Lisa. Hey, Lisa. I haven't spoken
how
to
you
in a minute. How's everything? Wow. I don't even know where to start at. I got a call when I called you when Andre.
Tony was the first one that
called
me.
I called Andre. I think it was yesterday. I got a text from Letitia and saying about Paris, and I called her back and I told her that I was looking to it. I called Andre. I called Alvernian, and Alvernian told me the same thing what Andre stated, and then I called Stuart. And honestly, Stuart's the one that really got on to it, because he called Jade, and that's where Paris was found at, which was at Jade old apartment where Paris was living at. And when Jade went there today, the rental office told her that Paris was found dead months ago, but nobody knew no information of her family or anything like that. And that's when I called Andre, and I told Andre, and Andre called Tim and the rest of them. But I was listening to a lot of things that people were saying on here. One thing I'm going to talk about is the respect level. The respect level here is we get flyers and all of that that have Tony Revlon name on it, Andre name on it, Kelly name on it, Rodney Milan name on it. But have you seen a flyer with any the first people? You don't even see that no more. I mean, what happened to Paris thing being on the flyer? David Oldtimer, Larry, Kevin Armley, Pepper, what happened to all that? You know, and it comes from, just like I don't know who said it, about a mother and father of this generation here, mm-hmm. that the mothers and fathers comes from Paris mm-hmm. and all of them. You know, and honestly, I'm hearing a lot of people saying that's the last legend. No, that's the last mother. The last mother. Legendary, our pioneer. You know, you still have fathers that's still out there from that generation. You know, and it's just sad, you know, like Paris, like I knew Paris, Andre knew Paris. I knew Paris from Midtown 43, where a lot of this generation and the generation after mine have not been there. You know, the better days and all that, when Paris and the rest of them used to do their little shows and all of that, you know. And Paris is the first person that gave out the most tallest trophy, you know. And Andre, what size was that trophy that everybody would
oh, my
want?
God, they said that was 16 feet. That last one was 16 feet.
You know, and she went up every time she gave a ball, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's just sad that, you know, it's just like somebody said about the violence and all that, you know, and yes, Tony had been a part of that also, but, you know, but it has changed. The boardroom scene has changed. The respect level has changed. You know, it's just like when Paris her last ball, you know, I couldn't make it. But I think every one of this new generation parents should have made them go to Paris ball. You know, we got mothers and fathers of this generation that do not sit down and tell their children the history of the ballroom scene here.
Because the mothers don't know it. The mothers don't know it. You got children as mothers.
You know, you
I don't
have,
here you know how Vogan started.
You know, you have people, you have, you know, you just, it's like someone else said, I don't know who said it, that say, back then, it's just like on the red carpet before, and I also heard on the show also that it was love there. It was love back in the day. Right now, it's just about competition, you know, and then it's like Andre said that he's one of the fathers, and I know I'm definitely one of the fathers that love my house. You know, because of the fact, you know why? Because we come from Paris and Pepper and Avis and Dorian. So we know the meaning of a family. We know the meaning of loving our house, you know. But everyone, you got these days that everybody wants to be a mother. Everybody wants to be a father, you know. And
wants to be a legend.
Yeah, I'm a legend, a icon, you know.
Does anybody know where Vogan came from?
I honestly thought it came from
on his phone. Better know
Egypt,
where Vogan came from.
What do you think
okay,
it came
do you
from?
Mean, do you mean where it came from? A person? Or do you mean where it came from before it was calling Vogue before it started? So it's
no, before. How did Vogan become in the
Vogue? It was called Strike a Pose first. It was posing. They wasn't even Vogue first. It was posing because I asked Paris, I asked Pepper, how did this start? And they told
it started
me
from
it was,
a dance,
it was an
and then it
went
to a pose. But who started that?
They say Paris Dupree started it.
Yes,
she
did.
It was the name of the dance.
It was started as a dance, and they used to mimic the models in the magazines. That's where the poses came from. But it started out as a dance first, and then they would stop, and they would strike like a pose. But it started with Paris, and it started with Duchess LeWong, and it started with this other child that was a Spanish child that used to be in the clubs, and they used to be dancing back in the staircase days. That's how it started.
And you know how phenomenal that is, just to know that we was a part of someone that started something across the nation that's voting all
you know what Paris was in more in awe of how people like Andre and them took it to the next level. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
That's so phenomenal that someone
yeah, that's
can
really, yeah.
that you live around that did
yeah. Yeah. I don't mean, but it's just you let me also say this. Let's talk about respect. It's just like if something would have happened, let's say it was a ball yesterday, and say mm-hmm. there was a fight at that ball yesterday. Everyone mm-hmm. on this show knows that this radio
mm-hmm.
show would have been what full.
Mm-hmm.
Why
mm-hmm.
this radio show is not full now?
Mm-hmm.
Why the parents of these houses
mm-hmm.
is not telling their children to call in and learn the history of this
mm-hmm.
lady still?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's because
I mean,
they don't know. You know when they have the categories at the ball to bring it, like the 80s, that category is not walked a lot because they don't know.
They don't know. It's very disrespectful.
They don't know.
They don't have nobody over 10 years to even teach them
about
history. Really.
Well,
and
the nation and be mothers.
The wasn't crowded because they didn't know that she was a pioneer of this whole thing. They didn't know. They didn't take time out of it. They just knew that she wasn't coming. She wasn't doing nothing now. But they don't know who's, you know, that's why it went to
that. Right, but I keep hearing that they don't know. It's very important to know. How do you love something that you know nothing about? How do you do something and you don't even get it? They are very, and you know what? I don't blame the younger generation and for y'all on the computers and y'all listening. No, I don't blame. I'm actually feeling bad for you because you missing out on so much. It's so many other links to this motherfucking puzzle, but we all moving in one way. But it's so many other links. If you go get Paris's Burning, you can get in the Blockbusters, you can get it anywhere. You will really gag, and there will be some chilling things that come across you. They're disrespectful. You got these mothers and these fathers that don't even tell their children who Tony is when he's on the runway unless they're describing him in a bad person way. You got this
mm-hmm.
person describing it. They don't take the time. They don't do that. They don't have time for that.
But you know,
but that's why I said that it's no longer when Revlon was like Revlon. How they used to put Runway to the House together. You know what that was? It wasn't competition, bitch. It was love. It was unity. That's why everybody was turning on each other. That's why everybody was doing it. They was in it together. It's not that now. It's not that.
But
we will move on from this. This is another thing. Let me say this real fast. And we will move on for this. And half of you will not get the movie. Half of you will not do what you're supposed to do. And you will gag. Because when the foundations start going, bitch, everything start going. And that's why everything is going on the way it is. And soon, bitch, nobody going to have a place to have a ball. Eat that. Y'all need to respect your foundation. It's very, very, very important. Good, bad, indifferent, right, wrong. However, you need to expect your experience. You should. And the phone lines is not packed. Everybody's on the computer posting.
And that's in the code. And that's exactly what I was talking about. It's just about respect. It's just like I heard Lisa say, and I heard Andre said on it about the homage ball. You know, we that give balls these days, people that's in the ballroom scene really, really forget and we disrespect David, Larry, Christian. We don't even pay homage to them. And it's so.
This is Kelly. I don't understand how could we give a homage ball and expect everybody to come out. I don't give a fuck if Joe Crack the Dawn name was attached to Paris's name with that ball that she had with Alvernia. Everybody should have been out there. So how can we give a homage ball and expect them to come out and
you know
come
why?
Out for somebody that started it? Bitch,
let
I don't tell Alvernia and give rent parties, bitch. Paris' name was still attached to it. Every house should have had all their children at that motherfucking function, and that function should have been packed. For the fact that Alvernia and Nate was attacked here. So how could we give a homage ball and expect them to come out if they couldn't come out for that?
You know how we can do it? You know, I think it's a way. It's probably a little bit impossible when you're dealing with the arrogant self-esteem stuck in the world. If the parent, mother, father told their children how important it is and what they should do and how they do, and if they respect what they're involved and their mother and parents, they would be there. They would be there. They would be there. But see, it's not like that. So what we're saying, we're talking from a different place. Everybody's on this phone is from the 90s and before. And we're talking because there's no love. There's no unity. That's why. So the mothers are not nurturing.
That's it right there.
The mothers are not nurturing. The mothers are not involved. I'm involved. I know my kids' T-cell count, bitch. I know what school they go to, bitch. I know what's wrong with them. I'm involved. I'm involved.
Nicole,
and sometimes I lose them.
Nicole, the reason why you involved is because of the fact of these other people that raise you.
But it's very discouraging, Pop Grandpa. When I'm involved fighting like this and this happens, I wonder. No, seriously, so what, y'all going to let me die and I'm just going to be paid? So, no, I'm wondering because it's very important. I'm sitting here thinking, like, I want these kids to know different. I want to try to change it. Now, I'm doing all this stuff, trying to get them and just trying, one person, anybody. And then what happens, Grandpa? So I'm going to die? And what y'all gonna hear about it? I mean, like, oh, what am I? Is that what the ending is? Is that what I'm asking?
If you could touch one person, then you have really done something.
Hold on, if you
give
them a chance to answer a question before you go to the next question, maybe you get your point across. You go from one question, and they go to comment, and then you go into another question. Let them talk.
Who are you talking to?
Nicole, Tony was talking, and you just started going on, and
they
didn't
let him get his. I was replying to what he was saying, and I had something to say that couldn't wait, and I felt like I needed to say it, and if he didn't want me to say it, he would have stopped me.
Okay, now, Tony, what was
all
you
right, I don't need you stopping me. You don't stop me. I told you that, bitch. You don't stop me.
Okay, listen, Nicole, this is not the night for that. This is the night to pay tribute to pioneers, to pay tribute to Paris, someone that means something inside this ballroom scene, you know, and this is I'm going to feed up to what Kelly also said about Paris Ball. It doesn't should have made a difference who name was on there, you know, and you got inside 2011. You said something about people here on the 90s. I'm from 1984, and that's when
I'm from 86.
You know, that's my first ball that I walked. You know, and but it comes from the parents today are just putting people in their house for just categories. That's why that's what the ball is about. It's about a category these days. You know, like. It's just like when me, I come from the House of Ebony. I come from the House of Ebony, and all of, like, Larry, my father, I just saw him at the D-Up Ball. We hugged tight. That's, you know, that's just the love, that's just the respect I have for him. And no matter what, it's just like David Altman sent me a message, and I told him I promised that I would definitely be there. You know, it's just so sad that when we get older, that people just forget because this is no shade. This is no shade. I don't want nobody to take this as shade. You know, Paris was dead inside her house for over 2 months. Somebody should have been there way before 2 months.
She's been there longer than 2 months. She's been there longer than 2 months. I don't understand this at all. How the fuck the neighbors ain't smell the body? That should have.
I was thinking.
How
is
this been? It's been too fucking hot. That makes no sense.
No. The body been found. The body been found. Jay went there today. The rental office said that the body been found. But
the body's
been
found and buried and everything already.
Yeah, it's gone. You know. Yeah, but like months ago, you know. But my thing is this:
we
that
just finding everything out.
Okay. It's just like I told Andre earlier. No matter if I like me or Andre, no matter what we went through, me or Andre speak before the incident once a week. If I didn't speak to Andre or Keisha or Chris and Stuart, me and if I didn't speak to him in a long, like a week or two, maybe something's wrong because if we have this trait of speaking to each other on a normal basis. No, I'm going to check. I'm going to, you know, something is up. Something's wrong, you know? And we, like, it's just like I told Andre earlier, Andre, we have to give a memorial service. And Andre took that. He went over there. He took care of it. And that's when Paris was all our mothers. No matter if you did not know her, she was still your mother. And then every father and every mother that's in this scene today should have been on his phone. And that's but you can't change them because of the fact they, because then this is no disrespect, no shade to my friend Jasmine. They still come, they probably in a meeting talking about $15,000 right now. You know, because that's what everybody's focusing on right now.
Because that's where their importance lies. That's what's important to them.
You know, but people have to realize the respect. It's just about respect. You know, and it's just like Kelly said, Nicole said, this line should be full. This line should be completely full. You know,
If I would have promoted on my wall today, bitch said it was a nasty fight in motherfucking Jersey, bitch, the motherfucking phone lines would have been jam-packed.
No. It would have been jam-packed, Kelly. Nobody could have got through. I called six times, and I made it through all six times. You know, and then the reason I called six times is I just wanted to see was any time during that time that I was going to call that I could not get through. You know, and this is just sad that if they did this to Paris, and then it's just like Nicole said about Octavia. You know, it's just the respect. You got to respect. You know, and one person I would have to say, and I'm not saying this because she's on this phone, that knows the meaning of respect. It's Nicole, you know, and so, I mean, respecting the old people, the older generation, you know, because Nicole called me and said, Granddad, I need you to get on the phone on the show. I said, Nicole, I really don't know because I'm going through it, Stuart's going through it, and I know Andre's going through it also, you know, because we are people that had a relationship with this lady. You know, this is a lady that We won trophies at her ball. This is a lady that sat down and talked to us. This is the lady. I don't give a damn who deemed anybody. This is the lady that deemed me being an icon. So that means a lot to me. That means a hell of a lot to me. You know, and no one, this new generation, y'all could read, y'all could be shade, but one thing that I can say, me, Andre Stewart, we was blessed to meet these people, to talk to these people, to know David, to know Larry, the Christians, the Erskines, the Junior, and all that, you know. And every time I see any of them, I show them love and I show them respect. That no matter where my name is at inside this scene right now, they came before me. And no matter what, if I have to walk down the runway with them, that's an honor to me. That's an honor to me. But this generation here do not respect that. They do not respect it. If it's just like if Stewie will walk a ball and he's not walking up to date or I'm not walking up to date, it's a read. No, it's not no read to us. Y'all people should feel honored that we even gracing the floor again. And that's some real talk here.
Hold on, we have a caller. 407-407-480. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Hello, you're live on the air.
Where are you, Kelly?
407-480. You're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. We're going to go to the next caller. The next caller is 347-933. You're live on the air.
Hey, this is PTL. How y'all doing?
How are you?
Hello.
Just give my condolences or whatever, and I was privileged to meet Paris and a few of the other older girls and everything, just listening to what y'all were saying. And I wanted to say something about some of the things y'all were saying, like as far as the balls and people not paying homage and why people not walking and, like, you know, it's like, it's just crazy. It's like there's no respect. But then it's a lot of other things that's going on, like the money situation, which is okay. But, you know, I hear a lot of girls say they're not walking because of, it's no cash, I'm not walking, fuck that, blah, blah, blah. And then there's times when a girl might have left the house or somebody chopped her, and then someone wants to chop their whole house, or I'm chopping every law that walk or every Revlon that walk. You know, they do shit like that, and people put so much into, you know, sometimes people spend a lot to get together for their categories or put so much into it, and then when that happens, it's like, you know what, I'm not doing that shit ever again. I don't want to be bothered with that. I don't want, you know. And it's just a whole lot. And, like, things have changed. And I've been around for a long time now. Things have changed. And I don't think it'll ever be the same.
This is TT?
Yeah, this is TT. Hi, what's
up, TT? What's up?
Hey,
TT.
Stanley. What's up, Stanley?
TT, you know what, Joe? But things are supposed to change. But you know what I don't see in the ballroom some more? I don't see no creativity. It's like everybody got one brain. Nobody's doing nothing different. Nobody's doing nothing special. Nobody's being innovative. It is a point now where it's about money and it's about all the other things. Balls was really created underground when fags from Stonewall couldn't even have things like this in the daytime or have any place to have anything. That's why balls used to be 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning, because it was such an underground thing. Now we getting married, we got a lot of rights, we got a lot of things to do, and people are just abusing it instead of using it for what it's supposed to be. All these tools
are passed
down.
Read, but the girls is going to read me after this, but all the creativity and all the motherfucking things that used to be in the balls back in the days, down in the Kiki balls.
No.
Well,
Kelly.
Okay. Maybe
Kelly.
Yes,
it's full now.
Yeah, the line
is
full.
We
read. I had to bring Tony. I had to bring Kevin on. Kevin is on. He wants to say something about Paris.
Everybody, how y'all doing?
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
I have such
I don't know, such an emptiness and such a headache. I have cried until I did not know that I was going to respond in the way I responded. I first heard.
Oh, this is Kevin Omni.
Hi,
Kevin. Hi, Kelly. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Kevin.
I'm just like, I don't know. I'm just like so. It's so much. It just brings back everything, every pain that I've ever felt from losing Marcel to Peppa, and to about everybody, Fila Omni, everybody. It's like.
Wow. Wow.
It just hurt,
wow.
You know. The sad part was me and Paris weren't speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, sorry or anything before she passed, you know. And I was telling, I talked to Andre, I talked to Alvernian, I talked to even Michael Princess and Terrence and everybody. And I was just letting them know that, you know, I was mad at Paris. In 1995, I came home from Chicago after hanging out there for a month, and I got bit by a tick, but I didn't know what it was. So I was in the hospital, and I was sick for the first time in my adult life. And I called Paris, and I couldn't get her, you know, and she was my best friend from 1975 all the way to 1995, 20 years of solid friendship. And, you know, I couldn't get her. And then I was telling her about Miss Ava's being sick when after I came out the hospital, and she never got back to me. And Ava's died in June of 1995. And then the same thing happened with William Dupree in 1995. I tried to contact her, and she wasn't there. So I was mad at her, and I was really angry because we all needed her because she was that type of person. She was always our, you know, leader, guider, mentor, and I was always up under her, you know. I mean, Terry Chanel and her were extremely close, but I was always that one that she looked at, like when I first came out in 1975 is when she started the House of Dupree. And she looked at me, she used to think I was a cute little boy, a cute little date, you know, but of course that didn't work. We became mother and daughter, you know. But she was always there for me, always there. So when I couldn't get to her in 1995 for those devastating moments, it made me angry. And, I, you know, she hadn't been around for a couple of years. You know, I was mad because she wasn't around when I needed her for Richard, Ebony, and Fila. And it was just a lot of pain. And, you know, so when she finally came back to New York, we didn't really speak. You know, we had this anger towards one another. And she didn't even ask me why I was angry, but that's why I was angry, because I needed her, and that's how much I looked up to her and wanted her to be around. And to hear of her being gone after all the years that we did everything. I mean, I remember when we were hungry and starving and ran and bought some Kentucky Fried Chicken. And, you know, her and I even shared the last wing in the box, you know what I'm saying? You know, and just always being at Sally's and Midtown 43 and Better Days and Starlight Bar, and she was at my first mini ball. The first mini ball that was given by me in 1982. She was there. She always was in my life all the time. And for me not to be able to have said goodbye or even curse her out, you know what I'm saying? I just felt so lost, and I feel so bad, and I'm just like really outdone by this, you know. It's just like we keep losing people, and whatever reason we lose them, whether it's a disease or whether it's a murder or whether it's whatever, it's just like so hard to deal with. I mean, Arbit this year, Jennifer, I didn't know Noah Mizrahi, I believe that was his name, Tony Chanel, who was a DJ, all of them passed away, and then, you know, and now Paris. And it's like I'm hearing, I don't know if this rumor is true, but the only Reverend Zachary that we have in Brooklyn, who was the gay pastor of the only gay church or the first gay church. I'm hearing that, you know, condolences are going out to his family. So I haven't heard the confirmation yet, but it's yet another devastation. You know, life is past short, past more shorter than we will ever know, you know. And, you know, I think about me, myself, sometimes flying off the handle, always trying to let somebody know how I feel. And I always felt that that was the best way of doing things, just to get it off your chest, because if you didn't, you would hold it in. But, you know, I also have this passion for letting people know how much I love them. And I know that she knew in her heart that I loved her, you know. And I know that the times that we spent, including, I remember getting ready for the Paris is Burning Balls with her. She would be at David Ultima's house. We would be doing, getting her nails and this, that, and the other, you know, before we would go to a ball and this, that, and the other. She performed for my balls. You know, I remember one time I had a problem in Philadelphia, and she wanted to bring me and this individual that weren't speaking together, and she did that song right there, In Your Eye by Deatrix Hicks, and brought tears to my eyes on the runway. And, you know, and I remember, you know, her saying in 1994, Paris is Burning, Part 14, oh, it was legendary face. Nobody can bring him out. Nobody but me. And then she brought me out. So, you know, I remember the times we shared things. I remember leaving the ball and her telling me, no, come here, I got something for you. And I come back, and then she turns around and gives me $200. You know, just always there, always being a mother to me. And we fought and we argued like real friends do. And you know something? It's really, really just a loss. You know, when I think about all the times, I remember at my ball, my second ball, she was there at my first ball, but she walked grand prize at my second ball for Futuristic in that bubble, and she won grand prize. And I was just amazed at how she came in there in a bubble, and she did all these things. And even to the point of wearing the Eiffel Tower wig on her head that she had weaved into her hair. I don't even know how she held that. It was like 8 feet. I don't even know how she held it up on her head, but she walked that runway with it. And
icon.
She was just so
Butch
amazing.
Queen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. Butch
Queen. Was so amazing.
Butch Queen.
And she,
you know one thing you said.
Butch Queen, first time in drag at
a
ball.
You know what I mean.
You know what Paris meant.
Exactly. Butch Queen.
Butch Queen.
Butch Queen.
Butch Queen.
Butch
Queen.
First time in drag at a ball. That's what I want to do.
You know, but like I said, when I heard
awesome.
The news, I didn't know I was going to take it the way I took it, but I just broke down, and I've been, like, crying for hours. And then I had NBC News call me about doing a story about the balls, and I'm crying, and I'm telling them, y'all going to have to call me back, because I was a hot mess today, you know. But, you know, God knows my heart. And, you know, when you've had somebody in your life, I mean, 36 years, it's really something that will really affect you, and you know that you've been loved, and you know that that person touched your life. I remember when I turned 25, when I turned 30, she couldn't make the birthday parties, but she sent me champagne. You know, she did all those wonderful things for me, and she argued with me, and we argued, and we argued, and we argued, and we argued, but it was all good.
So will we be seeing you on Saturday? Will you be coming to the memorial service?
No, I told Andre I'll be in Detroit, but I let him know that if anything, you let everybody know.
So, Kevin, this is Rodney.
Let everybody.
How you doing, sir?
Yes. Who am I speaking with?
This is Rodney Milan. How are you, sir?
Obviously, I'm okay, but hanging in there, Rodney, and yourself?
I'm good. I have a question and just a little comment for you. Based on, like, you know, with past experiences and dealing with friendship, that's longevity and losing friends and different things like that, based, you know, with the Paris experience and based on different things like that, when you have friends for so long and you, you know, fall out for this monetary type things or different things like that, have you and Ruben spoke? Have y'all mended y'all differences, the ill will and stuff like that? Because you never know when people might leave and you haven't said I'm sorry or spoke just in a passionate way about
it. Rodney, I'm going to answer you just as honest and truthful as I possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
No, I haven't apologized to Ruben, but you know something? There's a big difference between Ruben Rivers and Robert Isaac, which is Paris
right.
Dupree.
Right, I guess.
Me and Robert Isaac were friends. Me and Ruben were never really friends ever.
Okay, okay. I do understand that.
You know, and
right.
I don't want anything bad to happen to him. You know, as a matter of fact, I've proven myself to him throughout the years. This is why I'm always arguing with him, because I stood by his side through his roughest of times. You know, through the worst embarrassing things that could happen to a human being, I stood by his side and never turned my back on him. And he turned around and constantly gave me his behind the kiss through his remarks, through his actions. And this is why I always let him have it. And that's why people think I'm shady. I'm not shady. I took enough bullshit in all my life to the point where I couldn't take it no more. And I had to let these people know how I really feel, you know, because I didn't deserve all of that or any of that, especially if I'm always there for you. If I'm there for you financially, spiritually, physically, the House of Omni supported R.R. in all of his balls, and we did everything for him. And when he went away for rehab and came back, I'm the first one to praise him. And I didn't make fun of him, you know. And then he comes to my balls and wants to fight Miss David over grand prize and cause scenes at my ball.
Well, let's get back on a better note. That was...
Right. Hold on, y'all. I'm going to play a song, and then I'm going to come back to some more callers. So stay with us. I'm about to play a song, and I'm going to come back to the callers. We have a whole lot of callers now. You're live on the air.
good evening, everybody. This is Clayton Chanel. Hello, Rodney, Kevin, Kelly, Andre. I know probably leaving out some few names, but I just wanted to come on and to give a thank Andre and RR and Stuart at the Icon Ball to have Paris there and just to be in her presence to see her perform and actually be backstage when Terry Chanel was down here and he introduced us to Paris, just to be in her presence, just to meet her. So I got to thank Andre and Stuart and whoever else were, you know, part of her coming down here that weekend to perform and to let the people here in Atlanta, you know, see who Paris Dupree was, you know, in person. So I just need to thank them for that and to share that moment also, too.
Thank you, Clayton, for definitely calling in.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah.
The next caller we have is 646-509. You're live on the air.
Ooh. Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air, baby.
What's up? Hello, everybody. I've just been listening the whole night for the show and stuff. And, you know.
Hey,
what's up, Andre? You know, it's a sad thing that's happened. You know, we've lost a queen. You know, anytime that I've seen Paris or any of the people from her generation, most of the time I greet them with a bow because, like y'all was saying, these are the alphas and the omegas of our scene, you know. I always make my children watch Paris is Burning, whether they're my house kids or my gay kids. Paris is Burning, the movie, is just the Bible to me, you know. It just breaks you down, and it is a sad thing what is going on with the scene, and it's a sad thing that she died alone. It's a sad thing that we are now just finding out. It's a good thing that Andre and Antonia will be doing a memorial and stuff like that, and you know, it's just it's sad, and you know, my condolences to her, you know, bless her, because she was a phenomenal person, you know. And I went to most of her balls and stuff like that, and it took me 20 years to win at a Paris Dupree ball. But I won last year, you know, and it was cute. You know, I've always liked Paris. I've always loved Paris. And, you know, I used to be honored that she would even know who I was, you know, by name, you know. And I'm honored that any time that somebody from that era even attends an Icon ball, it's just an honor, like you came for me or I go to one of their balls to see them and stuff like that, because, you know, I just, it's just amazing. They're amazing, you know, and Paris will always live on because the ball scene still goes on. And like Tony said, she is everybody's mother, you know. That was the last mother. And when Miguel called me earlier this afternoon to tell me, you know, I was on my way home from work, and one thing I kept saying on the train was, shut the fuck up. You know, like, what? It's a shock. It's a shock. And it's a sad. It's a sad thing. So, you know.
Thank you.
Thank you.
But
thank you,
I like to add, we
calling in with that. The next caller we have is 347-827. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Hello, Kelly, how are you?
I'm doing fine. And yourself, who am I speaking with?
This is Joseph Ebony. I'd like to say
hi,
Joseph. To
Joseph. Hi, baby.
All right. I'd like to say hi to everybody, you know, and things like that.
Hi,
I'd like to say Paris, she was a beautiful person, you know, and things like that. I was talking to Terry, Kevin today, a lot of other icons and the pioneers I was talking to today, you know, and things like that. What I want to say to the younger generation, sometimes we have to say thank you to these people. You know, we might get upset with Kevin, we might get upset with Terry Chanel, we might get upset, but these are pioneers, Andre and all of them, you know. And one thing I could say, me and Tony, Revon don't really speak that much or talk that much, but we always see. But he's one that's trying to keep it alive, respect these people, you know, and things like that, you know. And Kevin Omni, I just want to say, you know, I love you. You know, we talk every day, you know, and keep up the good work, you know. And we have to respect these people, you know. I won't be able to attend Paris Memorial this Saturday because I have to work. But, you know, just keep up the good work. And, Kevin, I love you. I'll give you a call later on.
I love you too, Joseph.
Okay.
If anybody else want to call in with any words, feel free to definitely press 1 at this time. We are definitely here, and we're not going anywhere.
Kelly, let me say this real quick. Another way to pay homage to the past and the present, I was looking at Terrence Legend, the greatest ball on earth flyer. He has beautiful pitches, and he breaks down all the categories. Instead of putting pitches from magazines and all these celebrities on the flyers, on your up-and-coming flyers, put the ballroom celebrities on these flyers. Pay homage
to
them.
To
you know, so
that.
That's what I had to say about that.
Yes, most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
They can definitely do that. Definitely do that. Eddie. So back to conversation, Stanley, Nicole,
hello.
Rodney, Lisa,
yes.
We're here. We don't have any more callers. Nobody's pressing one now. We have 3 minutes left to the show, but you know how we do. We can still run over for another hour, and we will sit here and we will conversate. And the girls that does that's not on the phone lines, well, you won't be able to listen to us after 1 o'clock, honey. You can't call in. But you, if the girls that's on the line, you can definitely stay on the line.
No, I'm asking if Miss Kelly's on the line.
Honey. Oh, yes, honey. Beach. Hold on. Let's play the Paris is Burning commercial.
Yeah, play the Paris is Burning commercial.
Turn on your VCR. Turn on your mind. Turn on to a whole new experience. Academy Maverick. One of the best films I've seen this year. This is Good Morning America's Joel Siegel. Fabulous, raved the New York Daily News. The Village Voice calls it glorious, electric, and tantalizing. Spirited, an eye-opener, says Rolling Stone. And New York Magazine says it goes straight to the heart.
That commercial.
Yes, thank my daughter Naomi for teaching me how to convert things over from YouTube into, you know, MP3s, honey, so I can download it for the show. Thank you, daughter Naomi, because I didn't know how to do it. She taught me how to do it tonight.
You better work, Kelly. That was really nice.
I didn't know how to do it. I remember my daughter said something. I called her and she told me how to do it, and I went to the website and converted it over into MP3 so we can have it for the show tonight, honey.
But that was wonderful.
I remember my moment with Paris, baby. I knew of Paris. I did not know that Paris knew me until one night I was at a ball. And Paris stopped me, and she was having a conversation with me, and she knew all about me. I knew about her history, and I did not know she knew me. And ever since that night, every time I seen Paris, we spoke, we had conversations and everything. When she came out for grandma's at her ball, as y'all can see on my picture on Facebook that I have up, when she was doing her thing for grandma, she stopped and gave me a kiss as I was recording it. Somebody took a picture, and that's my profile picture on Facebook. And it will stay there until I'm ready to change it. But Paris was definitely one of those people, when she spoke, you listened to everything she said, and you took it all in.
And, you know, he would definitely be mad.
What was Miss Paris legendary known for her favorite thing? Not you, Kevin. Don't say nothing. What was it? Does anybody know?
Any takers? Any takers?
Cool. Any takers? Any takers?
Nicole, Lisa.
What is it?
Rodney.
What was pet? Wait a minute. What was the question? One more time.
What was Paris' favorite thing that she was known for? Her favorite things.
As far as her category?
No. Her category was everything. She walked everything.
Yeah, you're right.
Her, Andre Mizrahi walks everything like Paris did, and so does R.R. Chanel walk everything. So what was, okay, one, I'm going to tell you what one of them was. Newport. What's the other one?
Cabin Help.
What?
They told me to stay out of it.
What was the other one? Newport was one. And what's the other one?
I don't know. We give up. Tell us.
A Pepsi.
Oh, I love a Newport and a Pepsi, honey.
Yes. Miss Paris is known. If you want to be her girlfriend, bring that bitch a pack of Newport. To sit in a cold motherfucking Pepsi.
What, Miss Kelly? That was what me and Paris started smoking years ago together. And I still smoke Newport to this day. I don't do the Pepsi because I'm on a diet. But, yeah, that was her. That was definitely her. And I'll tell you, another thing was known for, she would definitely kick.
Hello?
Yeah, she would definitely kick ass, too. That was another thing she was known for.
Oh, yeah. What was Paris' weapon of choice?
It was...
Don't say that, Kevin.
Okay.
Where's Tony Revlon?
I don't know what happened with Tony. Tony's not on the line anymore.
Where's Tony? Okay. What was Paris' weapon of choice?
Was it a straight razor?
Because
I love a good straight razor.
Nope.
Was it bleach?
Huh?
Was it bleach?
No.
See, the old school girls just put bleach on you. Remember Danielle?
Oh, no, Miss Jane. She wasn't bleach. It was something cold. It had something to do with something cold. But it wasn't bleach, baby.
Ice pick.
Damn, you won, girl. Yes, if that was stab you with that ice pick, you were good.
And don't forget a knitting needle, too.
Yes.
Knitting needles.
Yes. That's old school.
Those long knitting needles.
Yeah,
they were sharp.
I don't really want to say stuff like this around certain girls like Miss Kelly, but, you know, if you stab a bitch with an ice pick, they really can't find the hole, baby.
I know, baby. Trust me. You ain't got to tell me, honey, baby. My family is old school, honey.
Miss Kelly.
You can stand right next to her, bitch, and tap her with an ice stick, and she won't even know she tapped.
Yes, sir.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Hey,
I
got a
queen
for you.
You know, Drano, Pepsi, and things like
I got a story for you. I remember we used to go to Central Park on Sundays back in the 70s, and that's when it had music and all the hustlers, like the dancers that did the hustle, would come to the Grambles. And there were some boys there, and they were trying to rob Miss Duchess and Miss Paris, and both them two bitches fought all nine of them boys by themselves.
Well, look at what you just said. Miss Duchess had probably fought six of them by herself.
You know, and I wanted to say, let's not forget Miss Duchess. She's still here. You know,
and
she's
you know
one
another
of...
thing, and you know another thing that I never knew in my eight years of living in the Polo Grounds, and I found out from Paris, I never knew before the Polo Grounds was the Polo Grounds, they used to have balls there.
It was the Rockland Ballroom.
Yeah.
I never knew that, and I found that out from Paris.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was Rockland Ballroom. And Miss Pepper.
And I gagged when Paris told me that. She said you
started
said
going
me,
to ball. Yeah.
She said,
her and Marcel
you don't even know the iconic place that you're living in. And I was like, what? And she told me that. And I gagged. I never even knew that.
Yeah. The Rockland Ballroom. It was on 155th, the Polo Grounds, 8th Avenue.
Yes,
it was
and I gagged at that. I really gagged at that. And
it was technically.
That I didn't even know nothing about.
But you know where it was? It was technically across the street from the Polo Grounds, where that place is, which is a park like.
Yeah, where the Rucker.
That's where it used to be, and they tore it down.
Baby, they should have still had she there, honey.
Yeah, that was the Rockland Ballroom. And that's when Miss Pepper first started going to balls. You know, Miss Pepper started going to balls like, well, first of all, she was 10 years older than me. So I remember her first ball she said she went to was in 1962.
Oh.
1962,
oh,
I was only 4 years old, so Miss Pepper was about 40.
Balls back
was it
then.
A ball
those
or
pageant.
A pageant?
Those it
was
a ball.
They didn't have balls back then. They didn't even have butch queens. They only had drag queens.
Oh, they had balls at Rockland Ballroom. Yes, they did. Yes, they
not
did.
Balls, they had pageants.
Marcel was also going to those balls.
Not participating
and
in them.
They had the cotillion balls in Brooklyn, which were only geared for the white kids. And only mulatto children that were real fair-skinned, like Dorian and Paris, could sneak into the Brooklyn balls and the cotillion, because in that neighborhood back in Flatbush back then, they did not allow black people there. And if you were there, the Italians would chase you out of there.
Wait a minute, that was a ball? So in other words, they start, wait a minute, because in 67, Crystal LaBeija was at a pageant.
That's because it was fun.
Yeah,
it was
but
pageants
there were balls.
At first.
There were balls. Marcel Christian.
So did they start the ball scene? Because if they were pushing the black kids out, you're saying that
they didn't push the black kids out. The black kids didn't get in. That was an all-white neighborhood.
To a ball they didn't get in, Kevin, or a pageant?
Eight balls. They called them the cotillion balls.
Oh, well, what I heard, it was pageants at first. It was only drag queens I used to walk pageants. And it was the white girls against the fair, light-skinned black girls. But then after that, it became the Spanish girls against the black girls. And the Spanish girls used to throw shade because they used to naturally grow hair. It was the lovely ladies and something else. Crystal LaBeija is the one who started making up the houses, LaBeija, because that means beauty. She went away to Paris or something and came back with that name, and that's how it started.
Oh, she didn't. She didn't start the House of LaBeija. Lottie LaBeija was the founder. Lottie, L-O-T-T-I-E, was the founder of the House of LaBeija and made Crystal the mother.
Okay. All right. Well, then that could be true, too. But Crystal was at the beginning of
yeah,
all of that.
It was definitely at the beginning of the scene, because a lot of people didn't realize that Crystal was like 10 years older than Dorian. She looked so much younger. She looked younger than Dorian and all of them, to be honest with you, but she was like 10 years old.
I don't know about that one. Because Dorian was walking past her. She was Miss Fire Island and all of that. She competed against the white girls.
Yeah, she competed against the white girls. Also went out to Las Vegas.
She was the mother of everyone. She was the one.
Did the Pearl Box Review.
Yeah.
Did a lot of other.
And all that. Yes, that was Miss Dorian. She was fab from way back then. And that's who Paris and Pepper used to mimic was Miss Dorian.
Well, I first saw Miss Dorian and Pepper was, and Avis was in 1973. They used to called the Newcomers Manor, which was on Fulton Street, downtown Brooklyn. I was in the ninth grade then. And they used to do their little vaudeville acts. You had, it was called, one of them was called the Pearl Box Review, then you had the Jewel Box Review.
The Jewel Box Review. Okay, what was Paris, what was the category that people used to wait for every year to go to Paris's ball? And what month was Paris ball in every year? Not you, Kevin.
It was in the same month.
It was what?
They were always either in December, January, or February.
Her ball was always in January, and Dorian ball was always in June.
No, December, because it went for years. It was December one year, then it was January another year, then it was February another year. Because me and Richard Ebony, when we started, when Richard Ebony started, started, his balls were always September, and my balls were always October. And Miss Ava's balls were always November. And Paris did either December or January. Sometimes February. And then William Dupree and Michael Dupree always did
January,
May.
And Dorian and Pepper Ball always being June. But what was the category that Miss everybody
or July.
Go to Paris's ball? Sally, do you know? She used to always have
high fashion labels.
No.
What was the question?
And Paris Ball, at the beginning of the year, she had one category that the kids used to wait to walk that ball because you can only walk it that one time.
Designer's Delight?
No, they had that at every ball.
But Miss Paris was known for two special categories that nobody never did at no other ball.
Okay. Well,
and you
want to
know what they were? Because
yeah,
I don't have nobody. It was Soul Sister and Latin Sister. Every ball, she would give out an award to the Soul Sister and one to the Latin Sister.
Every year, she would her category she would have, she would always find the new face of the year at her ball.
She started New Face just like Dorian and Peppa started Butch Queen First Time in Drag.
I thought Miss Paris started that.
Oh,
isn't that
Peppa
what her radio
Dorian.
Thing says?
Because when Miss Peppa and Dorian had the first Harlem Fantasy Ball, that was the first time for the category Butch Queen Up in Drags, which Miss Margo and DeRay walked when they were Butch Queens just going up in drag, and Track Princess won that first year. So that was the first time the category ever was in effect. And that was in 1981. It was Butch Queen First Time in Drag. It never existed before that.
Okay. Yes, honey.
The reason why I know is because I walked the next year.
Oh, you walked Butch Queen Drag?
Butch Queen First Time in Drag the next year. After Margo and DeRay and them became full-pledged drag queens after that first time walking Butch Queen First Time up in drag, in 1981, I walked in 1982 at Harlem Fantasy 2, which I have my pictures to prove it.
Okay.
So that was the second time Butch Queen First Time in Drags was done. And then there was a House of Plenty in Brooklyn that did the Butch Queen in Drags. That's after Harlem Fantasy Balls, that's when the Butch Queen First Time in Drag caught on.
Oh, what was the other category Ms. Paris started? Anybody
Nicole?
Know?
Hello.
Nicole, do
yes.
you know Nicole?
No, I have a question. I just have a question.
Yes.
I can't help it but to do it. I've been going off or whatever. Kevin, you know me. I know you. I know you're a Libra. You know I'm a Libra. I heard you say something, and with all due fucking respect, bow down to you, no disrespect, but I just got to be myself. I got to say what's on my mind. Did you say that you stopped speaking to Paris in 1995?
Yeah, because I said I was mad at her in 1995 because I couldn't find her.
Okay, all right. I'm sure you're crying. I want to know, as a Libra, how do you not speak the person that gave you $200? You're a Libra. I mean, you're so...
Listen.
I'm going to tell you how, Nicole. I'm going to tell you how.
Give it
you know how she
quick.
Did that?
Never.
No, please, Stanley. No, Grandma. I need to, because Kevin is a Libra. He has a...
Tell you, Nicole, that remember when she came to the Harlem Karate Club and she was mad at me?
Okay.
That night?
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted to argue and you stopped her?
Okay, all right, 123, okay, okay.
But I had been looking for her from 1995 to 1998, and I was upset with her because all of our friends that depended on her and we all needed her, I needed her. I couldn't find her. And when I came back and I was hospitalized for my first time, I was scared and I needed her and I couldn't find her. She wasn't there.
Is it safe to say now that everything is gone that that was very selfish of you?
No, because you know something? I'll tell you. I tried to talk to her, and she wouldn't budge. You know, she was very stubborn.
Wow. That's
so
okay.
I didn't hold
Nicole. Anything. Okay. Okay.
Kevin
was
might
not
have stopped talking to
Nicole.
Paris, but trust me.
Okay, I got it.
You
he said if you if you try,
time,
I just couldn't. I thought that you didn't try.
She would dismiss you for life.
Okay. Okay, I understand.
Oh,
okay, thank you.
I didn't have
she
a grudge towards her.
If you got on Paris bad side, she would dismiss you for life.
Okay, Kevin. Kudos to you. I love you. You know I'm from a child. I just had to know because of what I know. You're so passionate
no,
about
it was,
relationships.
I didn't hold any grudge. Let me
okay.
tell you something. When Terry Chanel called me today, I fell apart instantly. I didn't even know I was going to react this way. I didn't know how it was going to affect me. But when God knows your heart and you really love someone, that all of those things, like you say, like Rodney asked me, does it really matter? Yes, when you love somebody, it doesn't matter those petty things. And it didn't matter then, but I was trying to talk to Miss Paris. She just was very stubborn. Miss Avis Pepper, all of them said the same thing. She always was very, very stubborn. And she wouldn't even give me the time of day to talk to her. She just, like, was just so angry. And she was angry because I said that she was not there for us when we needed her. That was what the problem was. The irony to this is that we wanted her. We needed her. But we couldn't find her.
Did y'all know what she was going through?
No. And I realized that that was a possibility that she was going through something too. But we didn't hold that against her. But I was like letting it know that I was hurt because of it. And she got angry about my saying it. Because I guess she felt like, you know, out of all people, since we were so close, why would you say that? I was like, and then what I said was, and I know it was hurting, you weren't there for us. You know, I had to deal with Miss Avis running back and forth to the store for her. I had to deal with Richard when, you know, he had a whole house of ebony, and the only one, Cabbage, was the only one that did anything for Richard. And then when Richard came to New York, it was like they were giving balls and everything. He had no money. I gave him a fundraiser ball. I did what I could for him. But it was like all of the pain and sorrow, I was dealing with it alone. When they first hooked him up to the kidney dialysis machine, I was at the elevator on the floor crying in tears, coming back trying to put on a face, and he knew I was crying. You know, I deal with so much pain, and I needed Paris there at those times. And I could, and then when William Dupree passed, the same thing. I had to deal with that on my own, and it was too much for me. That's why I was angry at her. But that anger didn't mean that I wasn't going to talk to her. But because I voiced how angry I was, she got mad at me. And no matter how many times I smiled and looked her way, she would not budge. And you know what? I still have all the good memories of all the good things that she's done for me. And that will never, never fade. And I have a picture album. I got about 5 picture albums of endless pictures of Miss Paris and me.
Ooh,
and
you should put them out. You should put them out and share them because I would love to see some open. I would really love it. And if you have that, and if anybody have all this stuff, it needs to be put out. She's not just the mother to you. And I hear a lot of people, y'all talking, I hear this about Paris on North Stanley, my grandmother. I see to a lot of older people. Paris was really a mother. She came, she went, and you know, you couldn't find mother, but mother always found the child. She laid these platforms for everybody, and she had this love and respect. And you know something? God knows your heart because she lived the longest gay life that, I mean, I'm not sure, you correct me if I'm wrong, if there's anybody in the rankings with her right now as far as the oldest. And for her,
she died at 64.
Well, as far as what she's done with ballroom from that to this, that's phenomenal.
Yes, it is. And then think about, you know, I spent so many countless hours with Paris through the 70s, through the 80s. We shared food. We helped each other financially, spiritually. We went to clubs together all the time. When she did her shows, I was always there. You know, I spent countless hours with Paris. You know, that loss for me is really great. And, I mean, Avis, I spent Avis lived around the corner from my mother. And I used to have to go to her house, especially when she sold curtains for my mother and everything else, and spent countless hours there. I spent countless hours at Doreen Corey's house playing cards on that same chest that had the dead body in it.
Oh, me too. I sure enough did too, Kevin. That's
them
for
stories
sure. I always thought that smell was the cats in Miss Doreen's house.
Well, it was. Well, she put the baking soda in there all the time. She put it in there. But now we know why she was always drinking. She always had that worry on her mind for her whole entire life. But, you know, between that and, you know, I mean, between all of them, Gerald Dupree, everybody that's gone, from Miss Pepper to everybody, I've had nothing but quality time with all of them. And I'm not talking about just seeing them at a ball. I mean, I went to Great Adventures with Pepper. We sat on the pier and read each other. We used to kiki down with one another. We went to tracks together. We went to Better Days together. I was with Miss Reed and them before they got in drags in the 70s. Margot when she was Marvin, DeRay when she was Derek. I was with all these people. I have the first videotape that ever was videotaped of a ball. Not Miss Crystal's pageant. Thing,
oh,
but the
wow. That's a lot. You have
I'm
a lot.
Drag.
Okay, front
of all. Kevin, I have another question again. I just have to go deeper again because you are giving me everything I need. Was you at that picnic?
Yes, I was.
Well, did you know about that picnic before the picnic happened?
Preston Princess called me and invited me.
Okay. One of my questions in defense of the new generation who's hearing all the history and everything that you're saying about that, why haven't someone like yourself who's so qualified and speaks the way you speak and that aren't involved in both scenes, being a part of the old and the old and then being a part of the new and the new, I mean, did it ever occur to any one of you guys at that to bridge the gap and allow these other children and people that are under them to actually see what is still living alive? Like
well, that's true. That's why when you look on my Facebook page, you'll see pictures of me and Erskine and Junior LaBeija and Portia.
I saw pictures.
And also,
Ayana
Khan wanted to reopen the House of Christian, and I was the one who united her with Ms. Erskine.
Who?
Oh.
Damn it, you're giving us some. Ayana Khan used to be Mother Khan.
Well, you know, Ayana will forgive.
Wait a minute, Kevin. You just said what?
Nothing. Forget it.
Oh, wait a minute, Kevin.
Okay.
Forget it.
Oh.
Put it like this.
Move it
just,
right, all right, move it right along. All right, you put it on Facebook.
They asked me about bridging the gap between the young and the old.
Wait,
yes,
Kevin,
I've
let me ask you a question.
That.
Let me tell you something.
Matter of fact, I think I've been the only one in the ball community that has on, if you ever had an Omni flyer, from the 80s to the 90s, you would know that every category was dedicated in an honor to that individual who either started the category or made a name for themselves. So just by reading my flyers, told the stories. When I got on the microphones, I told the stories. And I also accepted the new generation when Andre and them came out. Like me and Andre talked about it today, how when I first saw him on the car, and I said, Andre, I wanted you to be more than the ballroom scene. And when he got on the Apollo, I was the first one to praise him. When he did all those things that were professional, I said, Andre, that's what I wanted for you, you know? And he knew that. And I took time with telling people and educating the kids and loving them and doing that. And, yes, I cursed them out, too, when I felt that they was showing their behinds and when they showed disrespect or when they thought they were too cute or they were telling the story the wrong way. That's what made me so shady. Oh, Kevin's always talking about myself. I wasn't talking about just me. I was talking about everybody that ever did anything around me, before me, to me, or with me. How else was they going to learn if I didn't say anything? And if you weren't there, how could I relay the message to you if I don't tell you what happened? So I've always done that. And unlike, you know, a lot of other people, they'll sit around and say, oh, they weren't important. That one wasn't. Yeah, but you know what? That's not what the question was. The question was they wanted to know who so-and-so and what did they do. And those are the things that I've always told. And when I heard certain commentators that didn't understand that that wasn't their history or the way it was, I corrected them. Whether they liked it or not, I did it anyway. And if I heard them say something and it got back to me and I was on the microphone, then I made sure I re-educated the public in the right way, according to how it happened. And I also apologized whenever I was wrong. You know, but I do a lot still. I'm surprised at myself for having the energy, but it's not just the energy, it's the love and what you see. You know, like when I look at that first videotape, ever videotape, there's like 300 people on that tape, and there's only about 5 of us alive from that tape. Only 5 of us. Everybody on that tape is dead. It's very hard for me to even look at it. You know? And then I have other ballroom tapes throughout the years that I don't really look at because everybody on those tapes are gone. It's like I've seen 5 generations of ball kids come and go. All the kids from the 70s is basically no longer here. I could name a handful. You got Miss Candy LaBeija, Portia, Derek, Tommy, Junior.
Tracy.
And you got Miss Erskine, and you got Michael Princess. And let's see who else. David Ultima, R.R. Chanel, Terry Chanel, Makuta, and Kenny Chanel. And that's it. When we're talking about the kids way from the very early 80s and late 70s, that's it. And Miss Duchess. And a lot of people don't even notice, but Miss Duchess was in the balls before everybody. She had been back there before Miss Avis. She was back there before Miss Dorian. A lot of people never knew that. She was also a part of the Brooklyn Ladies. Her and Kim Dior, Robin Dior, Sharonda Dior, all these people that you guys never knew because they were dead before you came on the scene. And then we got Jay Dior. He's still here. He was the actual founder and father of the House of Dior. Jay had left the balls like maybe 25 years ago. The House of Dior was very legendary for beautiful femme queens. And I think the last of them stopped in around 1984 after Miss Robin Dior passed away. You know, there was a lot of girls that made up the ballroom scene, like Miss Nicole Wong, who was Femme Queen Face, who would come in the balls and swing her ponytail in front of the judges, and that ponytail was long, and she would catch it in her teeth. And that would be her last pose.
Kevin, we got 2 minutes left to the show. I want to thank you, and I want to thank Lisa for definitely being a part of this tribute to Paris. I definitely want to thank
you for
definitely being a part of it. And I love y'all, and I hope to see y'all really soon.
I'll see you at your next ball, Miss Kelly.
Good night, everybody.
I will see you September 16th.
All right, I'll be there. And it was good seeing you last Friday.
Good seeing you, too. But like I told
you, I love you, everybody.
We'll definitely be back here. Tomorrow night, we're definitely going to be back here. I'm definitely going to give y'all some time, and we're definitely going to be here tomorrow night, and we're definitely going to recap the balls. So text your girlfriend, I am your girlfriend, to let them know that we're definitely going to be on the air tomorrow to recap the balls. They said it was about 6 or 7 balls that happened this weekend, so we're definitely going to recap those balls tomorrow night at 11 o'clock. So girls, definitely tell your girlfriends. I will definitely have it up on my Facebook. But like I tell you, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday when we're on the air, whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway, whatever club, whatever train station or Port Authority bathroom you do go into, please make sure you practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. I am the legendary Aurora East Coast Mother, Kelly. And I love y'all for loving me. And like my girlfriend, Miss Paris, would say.
The category is Butch Queen, first time in drag at a ball.
You know what I mean.
You know what Paris means.
Exactly. Butch Queen.
Butch Queen.
Butch Queen.
Butch Queen.
First time in drag at a ball. That's what I